Well, have you missed a few episodes of your favorite shows right here at Mater Dei Radio? Well, no worries, because hitting your inbox today, well, it's another email from Mater Dei Radio with some of our great locally produced shows highlighted in this week's email. It's Tuesday. That means it's a Tech Tuesday. And Sarah Kenzie, the digital media manager here at Mater Dei Radio, is joining me today to give us a little bit of a preview. Good morning, Sarah. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Brenda.
Well, first, Sarah, I must say you and I got to cross paths this weekend. We were up at the Grotto for a great concert. It was a great time up there, wasn't it?
Yes, we got to attend the Wisdom to Wonder concert up at the Grotto, and boy, that was just beautiful. So many different styles of music in one program, but all drawing from these amazing Catholic writers and poets, and oh, it's just very uplifting.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, one of the things that I was noticing, too, is, you know, remember they were having a little audio difficulty. Mm-hmm. But boy, when Andrew started to sing, the acoustics in that chapel, boy, you could hear everything so beautifully, even though he wasn't mic'd. So if you ever have an opportunity to spend some time at the Grotto, maybe attend one of their great concerts, I would highly recommend it. Well, Sarah, you are working on an email. It is going to be hitting inboxes just a little bit later this afternoon. Some highlights from the Morning Blend and our locally produced shows. So tell us about the first interview that you pulled from the Morning Blend.
So the first interview that we're going to highlight in today's email is an interview that Brenda did with Sarah Livingston. And Sarah is the brand new coordinator of the Respect Life Office at the Archdiocese of Portland. And this was a two-part interview, so a lot of great information. You know, obviously the pro-life issue is, you know, kind of a contentious one all the time, but especially, you know, the last few weeks. What I love about Sarah's interview is she really focuses on practical, everyday things that all of us as Catholics and as a pro-life community can do to further this cause. So she really gets into, you know, what can you do in your parish? What can you do in your local community? How can you support mothers? How can you pray more? How, you know, what are all these ways that you can support the pro-life cause? You know, instead of just bickering and fighting, like what, how can you actually take a practical step to support life? And so I just love that she gives so many practical ways that you can get involved here in your local community, and just an overview of the pro-life activities happening and the issues and the landscape really of Oregon, especially in what types of issues we're facing here.
Well, people might be familiar with that name, Sarah Livingston. She's been on the morning show before, but right. She's talked about the 40 Days for Life campaigns. And she has just been a part of the whole movement for so many years. It was wonderful when we got the announcement that Sarah had been hired in the Respect Life Office for the Archdiocese of Portland. Such great work. And, you know, if you follow the link to that interview, there's actually an additional link that will send you to the Respect Life Office, especially if you are a parish and you are looking for resources for your parish, for your pro-life ministry. That is definitely a great place to start. Sarah Kenzie is joining us today. That's because it's a Tech Tuesday. You're going to get an email sent to you this afternoon. We're going to talk a little bit more about it. Another one of our great locally produced shows that are running every week, well, it's Blazing the Trail with Miriam Marston. Now, she heads north in this interview and talks to somebody from the Archdiocese of Seattle. Tell us a little more.
That's right. So in this episode, Miriam interviews Andrew Cassad, who works in the Archdiocese of Seattle. And they talk about what does it mean to share the faith with other people and some really practical ways to do that. I really love how, first of all, though, they talk about before you can really share your faith with others, you have to really reflect on, you know, what does it mean for you to be a disciple of Christ, or how has Christ changed your life? And they actually even related it back to a quote that we used during our recent share-a-thon about from Benedict XVI about how being Christian isn't the result of an ethical choice or a lofty idea, but it's an encounter with an event and a person. And so that stuck out to me right away because we used that during the share-a-thon, but it kind of goes along with that theme. Like, you have to, you know, really dive into your own relationship with Christ. But once you do that, it's a lot easier to share that with others. And Andrew and Miriam, you know, they both work in parish ministry, and they give some really good practical advice, I think, for the rest of us, for people who want some very practical ways that they can share their faith. So they talk about, you know, how to accompany people, how to just invite people into your everyday life of living your faith. You know, it's not always that you have to get into a big scholarly debate about something or, you know, change your routine too much. It's just inviting people to walk with you. You know, they say, are you going to Mass? Are you going to a parish event? Are you going to a child's, you know, play at your Catholic school? Like, maybe there's just simple ways you can invite people to be part of your faith, and then start building the trust and the space to have conversations about the Catholic faith. And so they go through a lot of practical ideas of how you can really walk with people in sharing your faith, and kind of break down some of these big words like evangelization or sure. catechesis and kerygma, like, which are sometimes a little confusing, but Miriam even kind of goes through a refresher, like, what do all of those mean? And so it's a really informative, but also very encouraging episode, and really kind of gets you excited about, you know, sharing Christ with others.
I would suggest to all of our listeners to open up that email and follow that link to Blazing the Trail. It's a great program and great interview that she has with Andrew. And then while you're there, well, you could just look at all of her past episodes, download them, listen to them right there from our webpage, or better yet, you can download the Hail Mary Media app and you can listen to them from your phone. You know, and while you're using that app, you are constantly, Sarah, putting in more and more content on that app. And being that it is the month of May, it is the month of our Blessed Mother, you've been adding some special content in the Study Your Faith menu on the app. Tell us more.
That's right. So because it is the month of May, I thought this would be a good time to add a new topic to the Study Your Faith section. And so that's kind of a new feature in itself. So if you're on the app, all you need to do is go to the More button, which is on the far right of your menu. And then you just go to where it says Study Your Faith. And I'm just trying to add different topics as they kind of come up and as I kind of start to put together the resources that we already have. So one of them under Study Your Faith is Our Mother Mary. And because it's May, I thought I'd add that now, but we're going to leave that up. It's just going to be a continuing topic. And so under there, I've got a menu of Morning Blend interviews, since you often talk about Mary and different aspects of our Blessed Mother on the Morning Blend. And then there's also a playlist of full episodes from all of our other various shows. So if you know, only have 10 minutes, maybe pick a Morning Blend interview. But if you've got more like a half hour, maybe go to one of the full episodes. And it's just so many different topics in there. You know, I think as Catholics, Mary is so important to us as our mother, but she's often, you know, maybe misunderstood, or our devotion to her is misunderstood. And so if you want to kind of learn more about her, I think it's a really good way to start, is just to listen to some of these conversations that you have on the morning show or in our different episodes to learn more about Mary.
Oh, absolutely. And an even easier way too, well, just download the Hail Mary Media app for yourself. You can start using it right away and look at all of the great features we have. Well, Sarah, thanks again for your time today. We are looking forward to that email. Well, it'll be hitting everyone's inbox this afternoon.
Thanks so much, Brenda. Have a great day.
And if you're not getting that email, well, you should be. Head over to Mater Dei Radio and you can find out information about what you can do to start getting those emails, and also how to download the Hail Mary Media app.